This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's job market grew more than initially reported in 2023. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on the revised numbers.
The state labor department reports that payrolls increased 2.5% in 2023, putting Colorado in 11th place compared to other states for job growth. Earlier estimates put Colorado in the bottom 15. The new figures are the final numbers used to create employment statistics. State economist Ryan Gedney says part of the reason for big revisions is that businesses aren't responding to surveys like they used to.
I think it's a national problem.
Colorado's jobs were undercounted by about 37,000 last year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
CU Boulder has launched a new center to promote environmental science education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The goal is to bridge the gap between scientific research and societal impact. The center hopes to empower people to become agents of change in environmental challenges. The center already has more than 30 projects underway. One of them is a curriculum that uses scenario-based games to build resistance in students and teachers to environmental hazards. Another is called We Are Water. It brings a traveling exhibition about water to rural, indigenous, and Latino communities in the desert Southwest. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The University of Colorado ski team won an NCAA national championship in Steamboat Springs. Four first-place finishes pushed the Buffaloes past the University of Utah, which won the last four national titles. CU swept the slalom event, taking first in both the men's and women's competitions. Four hometown skiers from Steamboat were part of the CU team. The University of Denver placed third in the title race. And there's more snow coming to much of Colorado in the mountains. Heavy snow is possible through the rest of the week. Mountain highs today in the 40s. Around Denver, it's rain and snow this evening and overnight and snow into the weekend. Highs near Denver in the 60s today and getting colder toward the weekend. This is CPR News.